Blog Talk Radio.
Today, a great theologian, always known in the Catholic Church as this rational theologian, St. Augustine of Hippo. Hippo was in Africa. And of course, we have, he was a bishop and he was a convert. And we have St. Thomas Aquinas, and Catholic theology is really something else. The brother of Edwin Booth, Thomas Booth, was born on this day. And you remember Treasure Island? Of course, you don't want to go on to the Treasure Island in San Francisco Bay. They finally admitted there's a lot of nuclear waste that's scattered around, and it presents a habit. And, of course, we have the Fukushima mess that's headed our way. We don't know when already. We hear that fish off of Hawaii have been dying. Really nothing we can do about it. There's nothing known that can be done about it at this point. However, remember, after near the end of World War II, the Japanese decided to try to send some balloons over here. They did, actually, with bacterial warfare elements, and some of it landed in Oregon, and I understand a couple of people were killed. Of course, what the Japanese did in Manchuria, in Mukden, they were conducting biological warfare experiments on Allied prisoners of war, Russians, Americans, Chinese, and of course they spread rats, let them loose from the facility over there, and there was this bubonic plague epidemic after World War II. The first Jewish appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Louis Brandeis, was appointed by President Thomas Woodrow Wilson, who was also the first and only presidential candidate successful from New Jersey. Of course, he was born in Virginia, and of course, Robert Louis Stevenson was born on this day. Great Austrian actor, Oscar Werner, one of the last movies that he was in, the one of the last two was Ship of Fools, Catherine Ann Porter's book, very good. About he played a doctor on a tramp steamer that was going from Mexico to Hamburg, and it was just before World War II. And he was also in The Shoes of the Fisherman, where he played priest who was having doubts, and the star was Anthony Quinn, who also, Anthony Quinn, it's not known that he had worked for Amy McPherson, the female evangelist down there in Los Angeles during the 20s. We had the Fred Harris, who was probably the first U.S. Senator of Native American descent, Oklahoma. Jean Seberg, who played Joan of Arc, and she ran into conflict with J. Edgar Hoover, and there were lies spread that she had shacked up with a black that had a baby and an abortion, and I believe she committed suicide. But her most famous film was Joan of Arc. Excuse me, still getting over this cold. Among the deaths today, a guy who never went to sea but was known as Henry the Navigator, the prince in Portugal around the 14th century. And then the Karen Silkwood case. Karen Silkwood was a whistleblower who was talking about pollution. And she died mysteriously in a car accident. There was a movie made, I think, with Julia Roberts. Among the events today, this is the only time the Americans had success in the Revolutionary War when they went up to Canada. In 1775, American Expeditionary Force captured Montreal but couldn't keep it. Among the other events today, we had Oliver Wendell Holmes, who penned the poem Old Ironsides, which commemorated the great U.S. Navy ship, the USS Constitution. And, of course, Ben Franklin said on this day, nothing is certain but death and taxes, that's for sure. First governor of California was Peter Burnett, born, this is on this date. Those of you who like pineapple, well, not only did Del Monte make it, but the first cans were shipped from Hawaii and arrived in America on this date. First female senator to serve in the U.S. Senate, she was appointed. Her name was Hattie Carraway. This is 1931. 1937, the NBC brass decided to set up a symphony orchestra for Toscanini, the great NBC Symphony Orchestra, and he got into trouble during World War II. He was an anti-fascist. He would not go back to Bayreuth to conduct Wagnerian operas. And during the war, a lot of musicians, we were friends with Uncle Joe Stalin, as he was called, and there were music events to raise bond money to finance World War II. And, of course, there was this piece of propaganda put out by the United States War Department. It's called Hymn of Nations. And what Toscanini did was he interposed all the national anthems, including that of the communist Russia, the International. He put them in a piece of music. And later it got censored because there were questions. Stalin's intentions became apparent after World War II. And so we will play Toscanini's Internationale, which was, this is part of the whole thing, which was Hymn of Nations, which was later banned. And it's probably the only piece of music censored by an American broadcasting network.
Thank you.
Now, which was the last part of the Hymn of Nations, which later the NBC regretted broadcasting that, and so it became a censored piece of broadcast history. Among the other events, on this day in 1942, the American military draft age was lowered from age 21 to 18. And for people who are not aware of this, that when you turn for males in America, whether you are a citizen or not, when you turn 18, if you're here in the United States and you're not in the diplomatic corps, you're not visiting, and you're not the child of a foreign military, you are required to register for the military draft, even though nobody's been called up under the Selective Service Act, but it's still very much in effect. And we'll get into that another day, because there are some people who violated that. And if you do not register within the 30 days, you are barred from receiving federal benefits. That's in the law. Among the other events today, we had the United States Supreme Court ruled that segregation is banned on public buses. In 1967, Cleveland had elected its first black mayor. His name was Carl Stokes. Also in 1968, Richard Nixon, the Nixon-Agnew ticket, was elected president and vice president of the United States. And Agnew, who came from Maryland, used to castigate the media. Some of the things he said are still true today. He called the TV news broadcasters impotent snobs, and that they were biased and didn't report the news fairly. And some of this is accurate even today. We've seen what the New York Times is doing with Obamacare, and they're acting as a cheerleader for an increasingly discredited maladministration. 1970, a guy named a lieutenant general in the Syrian army had a successful revolt, and his name was Assad. He was the father of this present guy in Syria. And, of course, this is where a lot of the problems in the Middle East go back. We had Assad. We had the guy in Iraq. We had the Shah of Iran. It goes on and on. It's just a hopeless situation. And in 1979, Ronald Reagan announced that he was a candidate for the United States presidency. Now, among the things that also you need to be aware of is that in our history, world history, during the 30s, Stalin had this massive purge of the Russian military, the officer corps, the generals, colonels, right? I think it went right down almost to the sergeants. And I think it was either 5,000 officers who were shipped to the camps. One of the survivors was Marshal Rokossovsky, who was one of the Russian field marshals who successfully defeated the Germans. There were two of them, Zhukov and Rokossovsky defeated the remainder of the German army at the fall of Berlin in World War II in May of 1945. And what happened was when Hitler struck in 1940 in Operation Barbarossa, the Red Army and the Red Navy had no experienced officers, because they were all either executed by the NKVD, the secret police, or they were still in the concentration camps. Now, when Hitler started his climb to power and to firmly grip his control over Nazi Germany, he purged the German general staff of what were considered unreliable generals, and they had serious problems, and it intimidated a lot of the other people. And as a result, the German general staff had incompetent people like Keitel. There were questions about Jodl. There were some other Odell, some of these other people. Now, hopefully this event is not going to happen over here, but people are very concerned about the military, top military personnel being forced out of the ranks. So it's something we need to pay attention to. Also, I keep telling people, if you're serious about reform, and you should be because it's your money, you should pay attention to these bogus nonprofits that were set up by people like Saul Alinsky. And these organizations were set up to hijack federal poverty funds to pad their own lifestyle and also to push their political agenda. So you need to pay attention to what's going on in your own community. Stop worrying about the massive budget and the black budgets in Washington, because they're too big to understand. And you have to, even the people who are there year-round don't even understand it. But you can take an interest, and should, in what's going on in your own local community, and communicate with other Tea Party people, other concerned people. They don't have to be Tea Party people. So we'll be back. We've had this problem here. I think we've got part of it solved. We're running late. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back. Hopefully I'll have this thing resolved and the new computer back. We should be back on time at starting at 4 p.m. on Friday. And also we're working on interviewing some people who were present during the John Kennedy, weren't present at the assassination, but were around at that time, and what they remember, because it's some new material that's come out. It's very controversial, and a lot of it seems very credible. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
You guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you are a Jack, bat out.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.